We're going to start today with the Pulp Accounts Committee, always top of the agenda, it seems, in recent weeks. But it has invited the two Garda whistleblowers to give evidence before it in the coming days. Their appearance might be prevented, though, if the Garda Commissioner, Martin Callanan, takes legal action to stop them. And he said this week that his authority was under threat as a result of the allegations about the penalty point system. Let's remind ourselves of what Commissioner Callanan had to say before the Public Accounts Committee on Thursday last.
Quite clearly here, we have two people out of a force of over 13,000 who are making extraordinarily serious allegations. And there isn't a whisper anywhere else from any other member of the Garda Síochána about this corruption, this malpractice, and all of those things that are levelled against their fellow officers. Frankly, I think it's quite disgusting.
Well, earlier today, I spoke to one of the whistleblowers, the former Garda, John Wilson, about the Commissioner's evidence.
I attended the PAC hearing on Thursday. I'm still digesting the evidence given by Commissioner Callanan to the Public Accounts Committee. And I wasn't originally invited to give evidence before the PAC, but in light of certain comments that were made, I have now been invited to attend the PAC.
Okay, let's talk about the things that were said. I mean, Commissioner Callanan said he was. It was quite disgusting that two people out of a force of 13,000 were making extraordinary serious allegations and that there isn't a whisper elsewhere in the force of corruption or malpractice. And he went on to say, on a personal level, I find it quite disgusting. Now, what did you think when you heard that? You were sitting there listening to it.
I think at one stage in the proceedings, Claire, I thought I was in the audience of a new Linehan and Matthews comedy production. The comments made by Commissioner Callanan, let's put it this way, I don't think that there will be a queue of guards lining up now in the coming weeks to report malpractice or corruption within the force. This is about right and wrong. I made a decision to take certain action and I have no regrets about what I have done. It was the right thing to do. But what's kept me going really is the support from the general public, from the Irish public. That has been a great source of strength over the last year or so.
I mean, it's not just you, though. It's your family as well. And you talk about that incident where you went to your front door one morning and found a rat.
That's correct.
Nailed to the door.
That's correct.
And what else happened?
It was tied to the door. As you're aware, and this is in the public domain, Commissioner Callanan issued instructions. We were prevented from using the pulse system unless under strict supervision. And he issued those orders in December 2012.
Because first of all, you went to the official recipient and this was the route available to
Correct.
You
yes.
to report what you saw as wrongdoing.
Correct.
So you went to the official recipient. That
yes.
person was supposed to look and examine your claims and
Correct.
Then go to the minister.
Correct.
What happened?
Towards the end of 2011, we discovered that highly unusual practices in relation to the termination of lawfully issued fixed charge penalty notices. And we discovered that we discovered patrons, we discovered clusters, that the same individuals were getting off with various road traffic offences. And alarm bells began to ring, and I subsequently made a complaint in March 2012 to Mr. Oliver Connolly, the Garda confidential recipient, the individual that Gardaí, under the 2005 Garda Síochána Act, enables Gardaí to bring certain matters.
Yeah, so you did what you were supposed
yes,
to do.
Yes, I did,
do.
Yeah.
You,
and Mr. Callanan had this complaint. It was handed to Mr. Callanan by Oliver Connolly on the 4th of April 2012. My colleague subsequently emailed Enda Kenny's office. That would have been in mid-2012. And he also emailed a few other government departments. As I hadn't received back, I had intended to make further allegations in relation to thousands of other tickets that I believed had been corruptly terminated. When I didn't get any response back, I contacted Claire Daly. And I think the rest you know, Claire, is history. Mm-hmm. And in the aftermath of Claire Daly going public, things began to, the wagons were circled, so to speak, within a Garda Síochána. His first order, Claire, related to, it is a warning, it is a warning in relation to our activities. We both got these orders almost simultaneously. I got the first order on the 14th of December. Shane Ross appeared on the Marion Finucane programme on the Saturday before Christmas 2012. And it was the first time that I think a politician used the word corruption while referring to the termination of the tickets. Now, I know for a fact that in the aftermath of Mr. Ross appearing with Marion Finucane, I believe that all hell broke loose in the depot. They don't like the word corruption being used at any stage. On the 27th of December 2012, I got a second order from directly, they came directly from Commissioner Callanan, in which I was actually stopped from using Pulse unless I was under direct supervision by a supervisor.
And now you've left the force.
Yes.
I mean, this has just been so huge for you personally. I mean, I think people would be listening going, why would you do it? Why would you do it to yourself and your family and put yourself under such pressure?
Claire, this is about right and wrong. I mean, discretion has been used as a fig leaf, has been used to muddy the waters and to discredit myself and my colleague. Discretion is, Claire, if somebody is bringing a sick child to the hospital and they can prove that, then of course they should have their tickets terminated. That's, I mean, compassion and discretion should always be shown by members of An Garda Síochána Síochána.
But being late for a swimming lesson.
No, you see, it got to a stage, Claire, where, you see, people were kind of passing comment on the range of excuses. Mm-hmm. Like bees attacking cattle, late for a swimming lesson. This was never meant to be. This was never meant to be discovered, Claire. This was.
And essentially, John, what's your allegation that there are some senior members of the Gardaí who are, time and again, they are quashing these penalty point fixed penalty notices.
Is it right that an individual? I don't care if they're so called, you know, if they're so called VIP or an ordinary Joe Soap. Who has the right to terminate 5 speeding tickets in one day? Again, getting back to my previous point, making a complete and utter farce of the road safety policies.
The Commissioner said that there was a risk that his authority was being undermined and that he had to look after his own backyard and there was a way to do this and a way not to do it. Do you see any merit in any of that?
If the system's put in place to deal with complaints or allegations by Gardaí who want to report malpractice, wrongdoing or corruption, if those systems were working properly, there would have been no need to go outside of the organisation. We done everything properly, right, through the legal systems. I went to Clare Daly, pursuant to the provisions of laid out under the Garda Síochána Act 2005, Section 62 of that Act, allowed me as a member of An Garda Síochána to bring my concerns to Clare Daly and other members of the Oireachtas, which I did. I didn't go running to journalists. I didn't go running to anybody else.
You're a husband and a father and somebody who has a life away from all of this. Or do you? I mean, has it taken over your life? Has it taken over your family's life?
It is pretty much dominates my life.
And what about your family and your wife? I mean, is it dominating their lives as well?
Of course it is, yes. Of course it is, yes. I mean, my family are very, very private people and they don't want any attention. But they have been very, very supportive of me and of the actions that I have taken. But at the end of the day, as I think alluded to earlier, this is about right and wrong. When this story broke first, there were a couple of journalists were investigating the allegations we had made. And of course, they had to establish the credibility of the evidence and the credibility of the informants, of the whistleblowers. And our characters had been destroyed. We were invariably described as mad and having mental problems and people with grievances and chips on our shoulders. Absolute rubbish. Totally, totally incorrect, you know. We were just two individuals who decided that, who discovered certain, what we believe, were corrupt practices.
There's a story in one of the papers today saying that there's some disharmony within the Public Accounts Committee between the members as to whether you should give evidence or not, whether you should give evidence in public or in private. I mean, are you looking forward to the opportunity to setting out your stall in front of the Public Accounts Committee if that happens?
I want an independent inquiry in relation to the allegations that we have made. That's what I've called for from when I went public last in May of last year. I want a public inquiry. Now, it would take a judge or a senior counsel, I'd say about half an hour, to establish that our allegations are credible.
Because the Assistant Commissioner, of course, has already carried out an investigation into this. That's not good enough.
With the greatest respect to Assistant Commissioner O'Mahony, and he is a very, very decent man on a personal basis, but you cannot have guards investigating guards. You cannot. I mean, it's not. I mean, in the year 2014, it is not credible that you would have police officers investigating police officers. It's just not credible, Claire. And the public don't believe. The public accept the allegations that we have made as being correct and accurate. Now, whatever actions that the commissioner intends to take in the next few days, I mean, that's up to him. That's his own business. He has the full resources of the state, the full might of the state behind him to take whatever actions he wants to take. But I believe that this matter will ultimately have to be decided upon or adjudicated upon by an independent public inquiry. The CNAG fully vindicated the allegations that we made. Okay, they established that 20% of all fixed charge penalty notices were terminated. Now, their function is purely to audit the accounts, to give records. They cannot give...
Talk about the reasons behind it.
Correct, yeah. Can I also just clarify something in relation to... There was an average... There was in the region of 10,000 tickets were being terminated every year. That's a huge loss of revenue to the state, and that's why the PAC are actually carrying out their inquiries. But I'll just give you the figures for seatbelts. You know, for the termination of tickets that were issued for non-wearing of seatbelts or seatbelt offences. In 2011, they were in the region of 350 tickets issued. 2012, in the region of 500 tickets issued for seatbelt offences. 2013, none, zero, right? The terminations, the volume and the level of the terminations, absolutely, it's gone. It's I understand it's minimal now. And I believe that all of the terminations that are occurring now, that are being carried out now, they're all genuine. They're all for genuine reasons.
Because of what you did.
Of course. Mm. We were vindicated.
That's John Wilson, former Garda, and I suppose now he's more well known as a whistleblower.